The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Dr. Franklin Tanner Capps. Psalm 51 is a well-known passage because of verses 10 through 12, three short lines that are often sung in liturgical settings following a confession of sin. These verses are part of an extended petition that, among other things, finds the psalmist begging God for mercy and deliverance due to guilt born of some unspecified transgression. Although the psalm closes with a word of hope that God will rebuild and renew that which has been broken, its tone is sober, rooted in a profound sense of the frailty and fragmentation of life. This life in fragments issues from grief over sin, disease over what has been done, and that which has been left undone. Sin is despair, says one Danish writer. Sin itself is severance from the good. But despair over sin is the second severance. Another way of putting this is to say that sin, and the despair that follows, is shattering. The psalmist says as much. In a moment of severe introspection, they declare that their life has become like bones reduced to pieces. But rather than ask that their life be knit back together, they ask God to bring a shout of joy from that which has been crushed. Zion will be established, Jerusalem rebuilt, and rejoicing will rise from the dust. This is the kernel of hope. And herein lies the difficult teaching, to believe that rejoicing can come not after, but from within the devastation. God's power makes this possible. Let us pray. Lord God, like the psalmist, our lives often feel like shattered bones. Help us find our voice in the midst of this undoing, and may our spirit, however frail, reverberate with joy this season.